head over to Ross.
All right, thank you. It's 8:41 now. Joining us live from San Francisco is Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning.
Yeah, nice to talk with you this morning.
It's great to talk with you.
Recently, Secretary of State Colin Powell said in reference to the inspections in Iraq that America is getting impatient and we can't keep this up forever. What's your reaction to that comment?
Well, my reaction is that we should have the use of force as a complete last resort, and that as long as we are making any progress to avoiding war, that is time well spent. I think it's important for the Iraqis to know that the force is an option, even though, as I say, a last resort. But I think that Secretary Powell has done a great job in using diplomacy. I think, though, that he and the president need to explain to the American people more clearly why this war is necessary.
How close to war are we?
I just don't know. I guess it depends on other options the administration is trying now in terms of potential exile with immunity for Saddam Hussein. I don't know his mentality as to whether he would accept such a thing. But I would hope that we would not go to war without multilateral support to do so. I think it has to be clear, though, that if the president sends our young men and women into harm's way, that those young men and women will have the support of the American people, even though we may have disagreed with the policy that sent them into war to begin with. But I think that we have more diplomatic remedies to exhaust and more technological strategies to use before we go into war.
Yeah, from what I understand, the Iraqis have rejected that idea of exile of Saddam Hussein. I guess that's not really a surprise.
No, it isn't. But as we gather here to honor the Reverend Martin Luther King on his birthday today, we have to remember his championing of the principle of nonviolence. And while we, as I say, we will use force if we must, but we should try to avoid it at all costs. And again, I want to take the opportunity to praise the Reverend Martin Luther King. A pillar of his civil rights movement was higher education for our young people. So right now we're fighting the administration. Comments made by the president that they would fight, support a Supreme Court decision that would remove affirmative action. We think that that's the wrong thing to do, that it would crush the hopes and dreams of many young people, regardless of race, in our country.
Nancy, thanks for talking with us this morning. Glad we caught up with you while you were in San Francisco.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Representative Nancy Pelosi live in San Francisco.